The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Massive evidence. The new hepatitis is connected to the vaccine. Folks, it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's not. I've been waiting to do a show on this hepatitis issue for a while, but I haven't had enough evidence to do a show that was satisfactory to me. So I've been waiting and looking, and now I have a whole bunch of stuff to bring you. Sounds like a conspiracy theory. It always does, but it's not. This evidence. This is amazing stuff. The Daily Cloud and others are reporting that there has been a sudden rise of children with liver damage, but the key thing that they're reporting is that they were breastfed by vaccinated mothers. This is huge in the connection, and I have so much more than just that to bring to you. And I'm also thinking a lot of people know what I'm talking about with this new hepatitis. Remember, this is a hepatitis we've never seen before. But some people might not, so I'm going to play you an NBC report about this hepatitis. Keep in mind that this is something we have never seen before. This is not a hepatitis that doctors have ever seen before. And that's why I think a lot of people's instincts were, this has got to be connected to the vaccine. You have this experimental vaccine, and all of a sudden, you have these kids with this mysterious hepatitis outbreak. But the problem was, is that the kids most affected were basically 1 month to 4 years old. And so initially you look at that and say, yeah, and they're not getting the vaccine. So that is it something else? And I went through that looking to see if it's something else. Can't find any connection. Nothing makes sense. The only thing we can think of that happened in the world is the rollout of the experimental COVID vaccine, but yet these kids aren't injected with the COVID vaccine. Oh, but now it all starts to make sense and it all starts to come together when you get this information about the breastfeeding and the vaccinated status of the mothers, and then the kids above 5 years old that can be vaccinated, how they are vaccinated, a lot of them, or maybe all of them, I don't know, or the majority of them, also coming down with this. So I'll get to that evidence, but first, in case you're not familiar, I'm going to bring you an NBC report on this hepatitis situation. Remember, these are the people that don't like to tell you the truth, so take it for a grain of salt, but they're not going to give you what's in the rest of my video, but I want you to see this first. Take a listen.
This morning, severe hepatitis is harming more kids, healthy kids, and officials don't know why.
You know, the numbers are mounting up. Most of the cases at the moment are still coming from the United Kingdom.
Worldwide, there are roughly 170 cases of unexplained liver inflammation in children. Here in the U.S., at least 9 states are now reporting suspected or confirmed cases, and the mysterious outbreak could be to blame for a death in Wisconsin. The typical causes have been ruled out, including the hepatitis B virus, which is what most children are vaccinated against. But in a new report, the CDC detailed a potential culprit, adenovirus, something all 9 of Alabama's hepatitis patients tested positive for.
Hold on, I want to pause it there. That adenovirus, I'm going to get into later on, that's respiratory stuff. So think about all the stuff they're treating about your lungs and the respiratory and COVID-19 and respiratory. That's what adenoviruses are. So there seems to be a link, and you would think it's a link to COVID-19, but remember, they take what is COVID-19, that spike protein, and they put that in the vaccine. Keep that in mind. Anyways, more.
Dr. Marcus Buckfellner helped treat those infections.
When you started noticing the pattern, what went through your mind?
Yeah, well, it was really unusual, and it was kind of scary too. We just kept seeing more and more cases into the winter months, which really made us realize that we found something.
The report also revealed all of the patients were 6 and under. 3 patients developed acute liver failure, and vomiting, diarrhea, and fever were among the most common initial symptoms. But doctors say a telltale sign is jaundice. Stephanie Cunha noticed yellowing in her otherwise healthy 3-year-old before she rapidly went into liver failure last summer.
All right. Folks, you get the point. And this brand new, mysterious, out of nowhere hepatitis happens after the vaccine rollout. Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. Yet, what was so hard to make any connection, because there just didn't seem at first to be a connection, but now we're seeing a major connection as the UK is really the one that's starting to reveal this information. But I first want to give you an article from the Daily Clout. Here's the title. Sudden rise of children with liver damage were breastfed by vaccinated mothers. It gets more interesting inside the article, not just the headline. Take a listen. The recent and sudden rise of liver damage and hepatitis in children seems to be affecting those between the ages of 1 month to 4 years of age. What they aren't telling the public is that the majority of the cases of those under four years of age, who were breastfed and who have been actively breastfed within the last 12 months. The children are unvaccinated, but the breastfeeding mothers in 100% of the cases have been vaccinated with at least 2 doses. 100%. Of the cases. The incidences of hepatitis is also hitting the 11 to 16 year old age group, with the majority of the cases in that group having been vaccinated with at least 1 dose. That's from the Daily Clout. Then I want to move to another article. This one is from the American Liberty Report. This has the title, Confirmed Deadly Child Hepatitis Outbreak is Directly Vaccine Related. I want you to listen to this article. Take a listen.
The mystery hepatitis outbreak impacting children around the world has now spread to 10 U.S. states, and one child here in America has died of complications from liver failure. When news of this outbreak first hit a couple of weeks ago, health officials were quick to point out that there was no possible way that this never-before-seen strain of hepatitis could have any link whatsoever to the COVID shots. So shut up, you racists. But as the cases continued to spread, unlike any previous viral hepatitis outbreak, evidence has emerged that virtually all these children do have some connection to the vaccine. These are all healthy children with no known comorbidities that are suddenly developing a life-threatening strain of hepatitis. And the normal viruses known to cause hepatitis have all been ruled out. Health officials in the UK, the US, Israel and Spain are all reporting cases of kids suddenly developing a horrible strain of this disease. A bunch of them have needed emergency liver transplants just to stay alive. Some are still waiting. As doctors tried to track down the source of the outbreak, they have absolutely insisted that it's not the vaccine. Many of the kids contracting the illness haven't been vaccinated at all, they claimed. But then when the UK began investigating, doctors discovered something worrisome. All the 11 to 16 year olds who developed this strain of the virus had in fact had at least one COVID shot. Whoops. So, without even investigating, health officials claimed there was no connection to the shots at all. And then they had to walk that back when every single kid in one age group actually had been injected with these mRNA substances. As I've been saying for weeks, at least the UK government is willing to admit when they get something wrong. They don't completely hate their own citizenry like the American government does. But even then, doctors were confident that something else is going on. The vast majority of these hepatitis cases are happening in very young children between age 3 and under. None of them are vaccinated, so what could the possible cause be? Climate change? Gremlins? The neighbor's ugly dog? The UK government once again has sheepishly provided the answer this week, as reported by Investment Watch. In 100% of the cases of young children developing this new life-threatening strain of hepatitis, the kids were breastfed by fully vaccinated mothers. The lies would be almost comical at this point if we didn't have children dying because of these so-called vaccines.
I'm still blown away that the UK is reporting that all the children that are under the age of being basically vaccinated, at least I think that was saying three and under, that they are seeing coming down with this hepatitis were breastfed by fully vaccinated mothers. That is an irrefutable connection. It makes sense why there is a connection to the vaccine, but we couldn't figure it out at the beginning. I mean, my gut was telling me it, but then I was saying, yeah, but that don't make sense because I know those kids aren't getting vaccinated. So how could it be affecting them? You know, there's other theories, not just the direct breastfeeding. I came across other stuff before I came across the breastfeeding scenario, which makes so much sense to me. It all makes sense now. Now it makes sense. Again, this is stuff NBC will never tell you. They will never tell you this. They'll never give you this information. They'll never report it because they're the ones that told you to go and get the vaccine. They're the ones that brainwashed and got paid by Pfizer through a whole bunch of money and the government to push the vaccine on you. You think they're going to tell you what they did to you caused your child to get hepatitis? Do you think they're going to report on that? No way. All right. So what they'll do is say that I'm a liar, so that they don't ever have to face a lawsuit in the future. That's what they'll do, because it's all about money for them, and it's sickening. Anyways, look, I can't say 100% for sure that the vaccine has caused this, but the circumstantial evidence that I'm bringing to you is pretty overwhelming. You're going to have to decide what you think. A slightly different theory still implicates the COVID vaccine, but in a different way, that it wouldn't even have to be breastfeeding, that the vaccine could still affect children even if children weren't vaccinated, basically through the shedding. And at first that sounds okay, that's way out there. It's actually not that far out there. This is another connection that is possible that you can make up your mind. This is from the expose. The title is Medicine Regulators Believe Attenuated Viruses in AstraZeneca and Janssen COVID vaccines are to blame for the rise in deadly hepatitis among children. But this deals with it in a different way. Take a listen to this article.
The World Health Organization recently issued a global alert about a new form of severe hepatitis affecting children. The news came after the UK government announced it was launching an urgent investigation after detecting higher than usual rates of liver inflammation, hepatitis, among children, after having ruled out the common viruses that cause the condition. The current publicized, but not watertight theory is that this is due to an adenovirus. But not just any adenovirus. Evidence suggests that medicine regulators around the world believe it is due to an attenuated adenovirus variant in both the AstraZeneca and Janssen COVID-19 vaccines that has gone rogue. On April 15, 2022, the World Health Organization issued a global alert about a new form of severe acute hepatitis with an unknown etiology, cause, affecting previously healthy children in the UK over the last month. Cases have also been notified in Spain and Ireland. Tests have excluded all previously known hepatitis viruses. The announcement came after the UK Health Security Agency UKHS recently detected higher than usual rates of liver inflammation, hepatitis, in children.
Yes, and folks, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to jump down to the article. But also remember this, the most vaccinated countries or heavily vaccinated countries, Israel seeing this popping up as well. In the Western world, where all those vaccines went to throughout the Western world, we're seeing this now problem pop up. This also goes with the autoimmune deficiency that we talked about, the bringing down the immune system. This all ties together. And that's why when we said we'd start seeing, we warned this months ago, that you might see other diseases that you normally wouldn't see pop up because immune systems are down. Well, I want to stick with what this article is hinting at, is that you could have something that has come out now that we have never seen before, that is affecting children. And then it goes on to basically talk about this theory about, because the lockdown as well would factor in, because kids were masked and kids weren't getting exposed to certain viruses that they normally would, that when they return to normal life and they do get exposed, if they had gotten exposed like most people do, they would have some sort of immunity and fight it off. But now you have like a super bug. So like normally a kid gets croup. Croup is a normal type of thing that almost every kid gets. That helps build up your immune system. If they're not being exposed to all these different things, then when they are finally exposed years later, they don't have the immunities needed. You could also be having that cause some of this hepatitis problems. That's kind of the theory. Let me play you more, jumping down in this article. Take a listen.
The current theory, however, is that the adenovirus now circulating has been born from the AstraZeneca vaccine, which would suggest the FDA have suspended the Janssen jab to prevent it from doing exactly the same thing. But that doesn't mean the J&J jab isn't the actual culprit. The UK was the first country to roll out the adenovirus-based AstraZeneca COVID-19 injection en masse in January 2021, and it was also the first country to report an unusual increase in hepatitis cases of unknown cause among children. Just a coincidence. The theory behind the AstraZeneca virus going rogue is that the virus contained in the vaccine combines with the E1 gene from another circulating adenovirus, of which there are many. The result is a replicating CHAdOX1 virus. A wealth of scientific information and reasoning on the theory can be found here. Source: because most people have been exposed to adenoviruses throughout their lives, they will be immune. But young children who have been forced to stay at home for the past 2 years are now being hit with a dangerous adenovirus on first exposure. But
okay, I'm going to pause it there. So this adenovirus would be kind of a hybrid adenovirus. And then they give a chart that actually kind of backs up what they are talking about. And if you are able to take a look at the chart, if you're listening on the radio, on Brighteon Radio, you have to go to thenewamerican.com so you can see this. There you can see where the lockdown hit. There's a massive drop. And this is the adenovirus episodes, people coming down with it. Look at this massive drop. You see kids weren't being exposed. And then when it comes back vigorously and massively. So that ties into that theory. But now that we have the other information that I gave you about in the UK, 100% of the babies that are coming down with it are being breastfed by fully vaccinated women, that might explain it a little better than this. This is another theory. This is different than that, but still connects to the vaccine either way. Amazing, folks, isn't it? Let me give you another headline. Journal of Hepatology. Here's a headline: immune-mediated hepatitis with the Moderna vaccine, no longer a coincidence, but confirmed. And I don't have time to go into this, but we'll have a link, hopefully, below the video that you can link to if you want to see. This is not about kids. This is about adults. This is proving that adults can get it from the Moderna vaccine, and it shows some different adults. It goes through that this has occurred. So you can check that out. How about this? I'm just going to use the CDC itself. The adenoviruses that we're hearing so much about and that theory that it's causing it still could be connected to the vaccine. I went to the CDC and just to see what they were saying about that, and I found this. The CDC is investigating hepatitis of unknown origin in children. Some of these cases tested positive for adenoviruses. investigators are still learning more about the cause. What they'll never put up there is these kids are connected to breastfeeding mothers who were vaccinated. You think they're going to put that up there on the CDC? I doubt they'll put that information up there. They're doing everything they can to not have a connection to the vaccine. But folks, like I said, just instinctively, just not even the same, just pure common sense, this doesn't happen until after this experimental vaccine is rolled out and then we see this. And we know the vaccine, that's a proven fact. People shed and there is shedding. And that could be maybe affecting kids, but I think it's more direct. I do think it's the breastfeeding thing. I think that's the main link. That's what I think. But just so you know that we're not crazy, how about this? Also from the NIH, the National Library of Medicine. Here's a headline. I'll play it for you. Take a listen.
SARS-CoV-2 vaccination can elicit a CD8 T-cell dominant hepatitis. Autoimmune hepatitis episodes have been described following SARS-CoV-2 infection and vaccination, but their pathophysiology remains unclear. Here, we report the case of a 52-year-old male presenting with bimodal episodes of acute hepatitis, each occurring 2-3 weeks after BNT162b tumor vaccination and sought to identify the underlying immune correlates. The patient received first oral budesonide, relapsed, but achieved remission under systemic steroids.
Folks, that is the National Library of Medicine giving it right there that the vaccine itself in adults have caused a hepatitis. So it is not much of a stretch to say that the vaccine is causing this even in the babies who haven't been vaccinated through their breastfeeding mothers. And the fact that the UK has reported 100% of their cases so far, I don't know if that will change or not. And it could. That still won't change my mind that there's a connection, because there's different ways this can connect. But that is so damning of evidence towards the vaccine. Only Dr. Fauci could go out there and lie straight face and say it's not connected. And I know he would do that in 2 seconds. But it would take someone like him. You have to have no conscience whatsoever. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the most important thing you'll always get from me. I hope you take that seriously. Go out there and win the day. This is important information. People are trying to figure out this hepatitis thing, and a lot of people want to know if there is a connection to the vaccine. A lot of people do, and they don't think there is one. Yet I've just given you overwhelming evidence that there is, and in multiple ways. Spread the info. People need it. I love you guys. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.